Now there's another reason for parents to consider quitting the smoking habit. A new study showed that early life exposure to secondhand smoke can produce lifelong respiratory problems. Published by researchers at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, this is the largest study to date on the effects of childhood exposure to environmental tobacco smoke on respiratory disease later in life. The study, conducted among 35,000 adult non-smokers in Singapore, found that those who lived with a smoker during childhood had more respiratory problems as adults. NIEHS researcher Dr. Stephanie London talks about the potential clinical impact of the study.
It potentially is something that clinicians could think about when they're taking a history on adults who have respiratory symptoms for which there isn't an obvious explanation. And I think the other thing is pointing out that it's not just childhood asthma and respiratory symptoms that could result from the parents smoking, but the long-lasting effects.
The study also showed that participants who reported eating more fruit and soy fiber as adults were able to reverse some of the negative health effects often associated with early tobacco exposure. For more information about environmental tobacco smoke, log on to the website at www.niehs.nih.gov. From the National Institutes of Health, I'm Bill Schmalfelt in Bethesda, Maryland.